Those little gray aliens, I don't care where they come from, are not from the realms of God. So let's put it where it's at. If God chooses to send something to your place, that's up to God. But whatever Lazar is talking about is man-created, man-tampered with. Even if God sent those fragments to your place in pure form, they were either very juvenile testers, although advanced technologically according to any plan that gets you here from out there. But if they are running around creating any kind of negative impact on your place, they are not of God's realms. Period. I am talking about dimensional hierarchy and growth form. They simply are not. They are beings more like you that come from somewhere else in the cosmos. Very finite cosmos. More than that, they usually, if they could travel from planet to planet in the first place, will be very limited as to how far they can get. And therefore, you will find them using thrust systems of atomic fission, usually, sometimes fusion. But I won't go into the reasons that they would give you fission rather than fusion. They want control, and you've stolen it. And you can blow yourself up with it, and they'll laugh.
And those aliens are bound to the planet now.
They're bound to the planet now.
And they were primarily from Orion, is that? In one of the Orion?
Some of them started out in reticulum and have been now genetically, well, your original ones are just either incarcerated or dead.
Okay.
They have reproduced.
But they were able to travel enough to get to here.
Easily. You can travel enough to get to Mars. You can travel enough to get to the moon. There's talk of a moon base. I mean, Mr. Cooper's so proud of the picture of a moon base.
Mm-hmm.
He should be. Mm-hmm. It's Russia's moon base. Because Russia blew up yours that was on the moon. But there was also Space Command at the moon when you landed and said, get out of here, you are unwanted. You see, at the point that these things were happening in space, you were still the villain. It isn't that American people are evil. You have been taken. It was the most desirable place on your planet. And you were vulnerable because you were free. And it's much easier to walk in and take over vulnerable people and fool them, which is exactly what has happened. But the evil, adversarial part of what we will call God's realms are basically on planets such as yours, in the learning process, rehabilitation process, and unfortunately, some planets will grow. Some planetary species will grow. I would hope that after we make this transition onto Shan, that you will all grow. And you will have, you as a group, will not have to experience again with an evil adversary pulling you down.
Now, is because a lot of these are the tricky questions that people were asking. If this particular time cycle, it's my understanding that the reason that outer space beings more are, in other words, the Light of Brotherhood is protecting this planet from outside influence because it is the end beginning cycle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because normally they would be able to come here and interfere with the planet if they so choose, right? Or as they did previously, the Orion, the negative Orion, for example. Now, at what point were they bound from coming to the planet anymore? Was it like 1987 when you stopped the allowance of that? Or But these are things people ask because they keep thinking there's all these abductions going on.
No, by 87.
No.
No, it had, no. I don't know how to, I hear you, Desiree, and I'm having to think through it. So I don't want to mislead you.
Was it recently or was it way back?
I can give you times that various and sundry things occurred as far as permission, as officers in a command. What the coalition of God, you see, there are thousands of species from the cosmos in your spaces now. What I will call your space, simply your space, your solar system, your galaxy. Some come from the third galaxy, the fourth, the fifth, the 25th. You go and you label them areas. Area 31, Area 52, Area 67, whatever. I think from your planet, maybe Pleiades is 56 or some such silly number. Space alien captured by the CIA or taken by the CIA at that meeting in out of Washington was from Area 31. That in itself is very near Pleiades. You cannot even see all of the ones, the stars and systems within your own solar system, much less beyond. But many ones from millions of planets have the capability of getting to your planet through a thrust system. Some of the higher advanced species can get there through thought transfers, which is the way I get my craft here. These are higher teachers. On my craft, this has been explained, and this was what was hoped could be brought through the Billy Meyer material so that Hassan wouldn't have to come today and explain it. But you see, Earth impacts, and Earth changes things, and perceptions change, and the enemy comes and closes you down. All of this is expected. It is not unexpected. It is just hope that it won't happen to free you up for later. I am an etheric being, can function in any position I want. But I come from the higher realms to serve. You come from the higher realms in this group to serve. I am given to remember. You are given into forgetfulness to protect your assets that take you out immediately. Because once you have physicalized, you are as vulnerable as your brother, black or white, and I mean dark or light. I don't care what color your brother is. Man is made in the image of God, which is pure light. So there's no black, brown, red, yellow, or white. And I'm sorry to say it here, but you elite white eyes are really pretty low down there on the totem pole, for goodness. You're just different. And you should be better because you have had more gifting and experience. And grow.
So when people ask, I guess what I'm trying to get the point. Everybody's worried about these abductions. We get 100 questions like, well, how do you know they're not negative space aliens? And the only thing I can say is that we're being protected from outside influence. That any abductions that are occurring now, unless I'm incorrect, are happening from A, the government, B, aliens that are of benevolent species who are in agreement with the, like Whitley Strieber, or agreement with their contactee, and they're doing work together, and the contactee doesn't necessarily remember it. Those are the only two reasons I can see that abductions are occurring, or that as I understand it right now. So is it correct that no abductions are happening from negative beings in outer space? At this time, is that correct?
It depends on what you're calling outer space. All of those ones now are based somewhere within an encapsulated orbiting system.
Okay,
so,
I mean, outside of Earth, are there abductions occurring from space aliens who have their spacecraft above Earth abducting people? Is that occurring?
No.
No, okay. So it's occurring either by our government, because there's hundreds of people that are claiming these abductions, and they're getting their eggs taken out and sperm taken out and all these like medical examinations and all of this, and people are really concerned about it. And I tell them, and George tells them, that it's either the government doing that, and if it's a negative experience, then it's most likely the government. Is that correct?
I would go even farther than that.
Okay.
I could take any one of you in this room at this moment, hypnotize you, give you a vision, and it doesn't matter whether or not it's real. You will tell that, you will believe that. Most of it is what I call mass hysteria. None of it is happening. Most, I would say, there was a period of time where a lot of eggs were taken, a lot of sperm were taken. That is not necessary now.
Like
you do not need those, absolutely,
okay.
For replication, to get you a bunch of people running around here for a purpose, mostly so they can wipe them out. But they're programmed, basically.
And then
that is not necessary now. Everything that is happening now is to terrorize. Literally, to terrorize. Getting you ready to be terrified of any beings coming from what you perceive outer space. That is the purpose. And most of the ones have not even been taken. I would guarantee you, if you had 100 people in this room, 95 of them would have an invalid story.
Because
their story would be ripped to them, but
okay.
It would not have happened.
They've been brainwashed.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They've been programmed to.
That's a new trick.
Now, there are ways to do that, and you don't have to go on board or be abducted or anything else.
Okay.
And there are beams and special systems which just feed this into the brain. This is what we have to protect you ones from.
Okay.
Because this is the effort, always. Right from Edwards, they just got them just pouring in here all the time. And these are subliminal programming pulse systems. You can mesmerize, you can destroy an entire city of people. You can make someone pick up an assault weapon if you've got an assault weapon handy and go out and kill everybody in his community. You don't have any idea how sophisticated the technology. And you want to blame spaceman because spaceman is the only one that your Earth cannot handle. That is the entire thrust now. Make you afraid of spaceman so that you can have everything that happens of a negative nature when the curtain comes down and confrontation is at hand. Rather than accept the responsibility, they will blame spaceman, and you will come in there, and I want to tell you, throw your guns at them. Because they're going to tell you that we're the only ones that can protect you. When the facts are, they cannot do one confounded thing about us. And we continually come in and out and tell them that. They know that. We let them test everything we've got. They cannot so much as open a crack.
So you're saying 5 out of 100 people are actually abducted from benevolent space beings? Not abducted.
I'm not even saying that.
Not even that?
No.
So there are ones like, what I'm talking about in the case of like Whitley Strieber.
Whitley Strieber was supposed to have written.
Right. That was a benevolent.
In behalf of God.
Okay. Benevolent case.
Those are, he to this moment cannot tell you what he experienced. He will be the first to tell you, he's not sure. And Of course, when he began to come forth with the truth and began to try to find out what happened to him, where did he go? To people like Fred Best.
He was there.
Well, I certainly hope so. I hope those little plastic cages came from someone authentic.
I have a question, Commander. Yesterday I was sitting where Nora was, and all of a sudden I started feeling real sick, which was kind of a string of things moving up and down. It all hit me immediately. Damn, that's the message. So I got up and left, and I felt better immediately.
Well, it tells me one thing. It's not good to sit there. But if quite a few of you were not sick yesterday, I've been waiting for the petition as to what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Overly was extremely ill. Lot of stuff going on, precious ones. And we cannot protect you from it all. You're going to get hit with some of it. I didn't promise you perfection, nor did I promise you a rose garden. And some of it you're just going to have, you're going to be hit with it. You're not going to understand it, just ask for help and keep going. That's the only shield you've got. And you have to understand you're important enough to be taken out. And if you believe that and know that, you will always ask for the shield. So please, when you begin to feel ill, ask for help. There are sometimes you're just going to flat be sick. You're going to catch a cold. You're going to, you know, you're going to break your hand. Things will happen to you physically. But these pulse systems will usually leave you not knowing what in the world's the matter. You're not exactly sick at your stomach. You will probably pick up a... what will appear to be an extreme digestive response. But you see, infected food will make you vomit. A pulse system will give you severe diarrhea from time to time. Because you see, it is a nervous response. You have to just kind of go within and analyze, well, what could this be? What if go through your checklist. And then if you can, get out of the area. Seriously, if you need to, drive out of the area. You can always hope the beam is not aimed at you. And by removing yourself, will often get you out of the direct line. That's why I very frequently just tell Oberly and Dorma to leave. Just leave. Get away from here. Get away right now. Because you can take quite a bit of this and you'll begin to get fidgety or something, but mostly you won't recognize it. And you'll think, well, I'll finish this. Well, I have this little bit more to do. And you'll get more and more edgy. And then, personality-wise, you'll usually pop. You'll blow up. And because everyone in your immediate area are sensing this, they're going to respond in kind. You can absolutely depress to suicide masses of people with this. And you can cause such nervous response that you can have man kill another man and never know why he did it. Just irrational, total insanity. And will not even remember having done it, as a matter of fact. So I can only ask you ones, if you begin to feel anything strange or different, and it doesn't clear up with your clearing mechanism, get up, leave what you're doing, go walk a little bit. Change your location, even if it's in the room for a moment. See if it helps. And you ones are just going to have to understand that you're under attack. You don't go down to a meeting like that and get the response you did without knowing that you're going to be under some kind of attack. It doesn't have to be dangerous. As long as you recognize something's different here. And then if it gets worse, just say to everybody, hey, I'm being hit some way, and I'm going to go for a drive for a minute and get out completely.
Are those beams like a narrow band that would be directed at one person, or are they wide where it would be like an entire office, or?
Both.
Oh.
Both. It's just like the tornadoes you're having now. Some of them are half a mile across. They are variable.
Commander?
Yes.
We felt that down at the booth at the UFO convention, we felt that there was one particular man taking each one of our pictures individually. You know, there was a lot of media and a lot of media attention. This was just one man with a camera taking each one of us. And he didn't seem to do that to all the booths. It was just ours.
Mm, it makes you feel really good, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
No, he didn't seem to be interested in the truth.
You just have to know that this is where knowledge can give you security.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know that these things are going to happen. They do not have to be dangerous. You don't do the work of God as the primary focus and not expect to get this kind of thing. It goes with the territory. And I have to say this to you, because every one of you has to come to some confrontation with the ultimate. And that, of course, is being taken out as far as a physical existence is concerned. Now, once you have looked at that, does that terrify you, or is it almost relief?
Have a show of hands on the ladder.
Well, you better have a lot of respect. And you better judge whether it's terror or fear. Because if you are really fearful of that transition, you still have some work to do. If you're terrorized, you're human. And take appropriate precautions. Don't get in front of the truck that had just said, I'm going to run you down. Try to stay out of that road where that man drives with that truck. But you cannot live in the fear lest you become totally immobilized. And the fear factor, Father, I'm afraid, and I release it to you, allows him then to give you shielding. Because then I have wonderful news for you. If you make a transition, it'll be the greatest thing you ever did. He will not allow you human physical suffering. He does not allow that anymore. No more painful martyrs. They're not going to be able to take you out like they think. Just blow you away. And it's just exactly what Bogart said. What are they going to do? Send me back to Vietnam? I doubt it. Take me out, I go home quicker. And somehow, reaching that point brings a lot of peace. But while you're under attack, it is unnerving. It is intended to be unnerving. For one thing, you want to serve at your best. And you don't do that when you hurt or you feel bad. And yet there will not be perfection on this place ever again on this planet. Hear me. No perfection on this planet. Your parallel planet's already waiting. You may not perceive difference. You may perceive a slow growth or turnaround. But I'll tell you this. It will either be gone or you will not be in pain. You will be perceiving a different environment.
That's how I want to talk story when we were at the conference. Lear and another guy had bodyguards, like 5 bodyguards. So when George came in to do his lecture, he said, "Can you see my bodyguards? I have the heavenly host and God with us."
Well, and I doubt they were in black robes.
No.
I love it. Do you notice they all come in black?
Yeah.
That's fear. That's terror. I'm strong. I'm powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it concern you when the judge comes out to render a verdict on you and he's wearing this deep, dark black robe? Or you go to church where you're going to hear now the light and he comes out in his formal black robe. And the choir is all there in their black robes. Well, I suppose you should have your requiem every Sunday morning from the choir. I don't know. But you see, man has just been built and grown and thrown into these systems of belief to get you to this point where you don't know what to believe. And you have now had enough generations trained to finally begin to sever those last little fragments that held you to the light. But man innately knows that it's incorrect. And so given the opportunity, the first thing they will do is argue with you, just like you, Desiree. Well, tell me exactly. You can't tell them exactly. At the best, you can only tell what you think. But they want the promise. They want the guarantee. If I come and sit in there and buy your book, I want the guarantee. Darn it. That's the one guarantee. I guarantee you there are no guarantees.
A lot of them just wanted to sit and argue there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want somehow for you to talk them out of it. But you play right into their hands. Just, you have no reason to argue. You have nothing to prove. Take it or leave it. It's up to you. I welcome you.
The books are like a magnet. We could see them walk by, and inevitably they would come back and either buy a book or not. They always came back.
Yeah.
It was one, really interesting to watch.
One girl said she could actually feel the energy coming from the book.
You can't sell God. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't really even promote him. And yet, if you have a product, you do need to project it or advertise it or something.
Sure.
And of course they want to know what's in your product. Well, it's just one of those things. The product has to stand on its own. They've had all the other products, and that's all you can offer them. Are you familiar with Mr. Stevens? Are you familiar with Mr. Lazar? Are you familiar with Bill Cooper? Are you familiar with Posey Armstrong? How about Robert Shuler? How about Pope Paul? Pope John? Pope Leo? Are you familiar with the King James Version of the Holy Bible? At some point, you're going to hit something they've read. Mostly not. Certainly not perceived. Well, you can't, in 5 minutes, give them a rundown on anything. And that's what they want. Instant. Change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I defy you. Change my mind.
Time's up.
I don't need. Right. Guess I won't read your book. Well, so be it. Come back when you change your mind. When you find that it doesn't fit anywhere else either, with all those selling you. With all those selling you, you're still going to be searching. And when you've tried them all, then I really enjoy for you to come back. That's the best kind, brothers. Hoping they have tried it all. because they will not find anything short of God that will work and fill up that hole. And then you say a silent prayer for the ones that go away, that they will come back because they're searching, or they would not have passed by. Even the disinformers are searching. They are trying to sell their own product to convince themselves.